Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Former President Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial heard from a former longtime aide, Hope Hicks, who helped handle the infamous Access Hollywood tape in the 2016 campaign. Legal journalist Christian Farias.
One key Trump defense is that this was all a personal matter. He was trying to keep this information from reaching the airwaves, from reaching the press, because he is a family man. He doesn't want to be embarrassed. He doesn't want his reputation to be tarred.
Hicks also testified that Mr. Trump told her that it'd be bad if the tape came out before the election. U.S. and other mediators at the Gaza ceasefire talks in Cairo say they see signs of progress, though the sides still disagree on whether or not to end the war. Many low-lying parts of Houston bracing for catastrophic flooding later tonight because of torrential rain. Closing arguments have wrapped in the Department of Justice's anti-monopoly case against Google. This is ABC News. Crews are working to get a section of Interstate 95 in Connecticut reopened in time for Monday's commute. Traffic stopped on the East Coast artery after a three-vehicle accident led to a tanker fire that took out an overpass.
As expected, Friday's commute in and around Norwalk, Connecticut was a mess. This is work continues to remove a bridge over I-95 that was damaged in a tractor-trailer fire. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont advising,
stay away from this area for at least another 72 hours. Take the train, stay home. I think you're going to save yourself a lot of stress.
Connecticut's Department of Transportation Commissioner saying that workers are on track to open the road by Monday. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Royal Canadian Mounted Police announced three Indian nationals have been arrested in last year's murder of a Sikh separatist leader. Police say investigations looking into possible connections to India's government and the death of Hardeep Singh Nijjar. His killing led to diplomatic tensions between Canada and India. An update on Wall Street. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden returns to Wisconsin Wednesday. He'll talk about his economic policies in Racine. It will be Biden's eighth visit to Wisconsin since the midterm elections. Donald Trump was in Wisconsin twice in a month's time. Polls show the race for Wisconsin's votes is a virtual dead heat. Wisconsin's newest sports betting venue is open. Sean Cullen runs the Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino Sportsbook in Milwaukee. He tells WISN-TV's Up Front he'd back legalizing sports betting statewide.
I would hope so, and we would hope so, but at the end of the day, that's up to the state. But, you know, we're obviously supportive of that.
The Forest County Pottawatomie signed an amended compact with the state 2 years ago that allows sports betting on tribal property. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wrigley Field, the Cubs and Brewers, and Milwaukee comes out on top with a 3-1 win. Joe Ross, the winning pitcher, the crew laying down bunts, stealing bases, moving base runners, manager Pat Murphy suspended. So Ricky Weeks taking over was asked, were those his decisions?
Have you seen this play yet? And that's what we do. For our offense to really work, I think we got to be creative. And creativity comes with getting on base, maybe having a little bunt here or two, still a base here or there, but those guys in that clubhouse there, you know, there's a baseball player. So when you have that, you got a good chance of winning a baseball game at the end.
NFL Packers rookie minicamp underway in Green Bay. Last year, Alex Magoo was the number three starting quarterback. Today, he's listed as a wide receiver.
He spent a lot of time on the practice squad or on the scout team running receiver routes. So we felt like that might be his best chance here.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight with some showers around and a low in the upper 40s. Some rain tomorrow morning, then mostly cloudy for the afternoon and a high near 60. Sunshine and near 70 on Sunday. On Monday, clouds return, the wind starts to pick up, and a chance of storms in the late afternoon and evening. Highs low 70s. It's 65 right now.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we do the show from the chair while I get my hair cut. We're not joking. It's the haircut show. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who travels so he can pretend he's on the lam, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. We are broadcasting live statewide from our beautiful studios here in Green Bay, downtown at City Deck Landing. Great to have you with me on a Friday night as we start hour number two. Just a reminder, folks, Nightlight with Pete Schwabba is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company, who is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out their webpage, minocquabrewingcompany.com, to see where you can buy progressive beer. And join them for live music, poetry, and progressive politics at their new tap room at 2927 East Washington Avenue in Madison, Wisconsin. I will be there Tuesday night. We will be doing a remote from there. That will be a lot of fun. Conrad will be back here holding down the fort, I trust.
I will, yes.
But a boy. Yeah. No tomfoolery while I'm gone. It'll be fun. We'll have John and Gordy from the morning show on WMDX will join me at the tap room. Kirk Bankstead and Susan are going to sing, and Richard Vargas, I think, is the other guest. He is a poet, and he is going to read some poetry. It's going to just be a really fun night down there at the Minocqua Brewing Company. Richard Vargas, yeah. So join us if you're in the Madison area Tuesday night from 7 to 9. It's going to be a blast, and it should be a gorgeous night. All right. Now, I'm very excited to welcome my next guest. I met this guy years ago. He lives up in the Marinette area, kind of around where I live. I don't know if he's a native. We'll cover that in the interview. But he is directing a play called Clue at the Theater on the Bay at UWGB Marinette. Beautiful campus, beautiful theater. The theater is still functioning, and hopefully it will be for a while. But the show is this weekend, and Patrick Mines joins us now on Nightlight. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Pete, thanks for having me on the show. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Yeah, well, you got a good reason to call this time.
Yeah.
This is pretty cool. You got the play. Where are you guys? This is, okay, let's just cover this real quickly. You guys, you had your opening night last night, and it runs through Sunday, correct?
Correct. We've got the show that's going on right now tonight. We've got another show tomorrow, the 4th, starting at 7, and then we've got a Sunday matinee at 2 p.m.
Okay, perfect. And full disclosure, there is someone named Schwabba in the show, but I have helped promote shows at the Theater on the Bay where there were no Schwabbas in the show. So my motivations here are pure, I will say.
Well, I tried to get a little dirt on you from that Schwabba, and they were reluctant to do so.
Oh,
so.
Listen, my daughter has a big mouth. She will spill the tea. So I'm glad you couldn't track her down before this interview. Hey, I love the story how we met. I first met you. I don't know if you remember this. I think I was living in LA at the time. I was visiting around the holidays, and I had an opportunity There was a show called Defending the Caveman with Rob Becker. He was a stand-up comic. Turned out this show called Defending the Caveman, where he was like this married guy and equated marriage to cavemen and that kind of stuff. And it was a nationally touring show, and he was stepping down. I auditioned for the role, and you filmed me. I assume you remember that. It wasn't that long ago.
I do, but that's not actually the first time we met.
Oh, no. Okay.
You, in 1993, 94, you had come to see your dad in Sound of Music here at Theater on the Bay.
Oh, yeah.
And he introduced me to you. And I was so impressed by this comedian that's been on Comedy Central and TV. And now that I know you, I'm not that impressed anymore.
I've come back down to earth in a big way. Wow, that's right. Okay, now that does bring back memories. And I do remember seeing Sound of Music. I love that theater. I love the space. I love the location. It's right on the water in Marinette. If you are in the Marinette area or even don't mind a short road trip, I will say, and I am biased, but I think I'm telling the truth here. At the Theater on the Bay, you see some shows. There's some incredible talent in our little area that far exceeds most community theaters, if I could be so bold to say that. Would you agree?
I think so. It's a beautiful space. They just renovated it the last couple of years. Brand new seats, brand new lighting, the whole shebang. And we've got so much talent here that it floors me sometimes how professional it is too.
Yeah.
When you think about community theater, sometimes you think about, oh, they're just, you know, a bunch of people that don't know what they're doing, getting up on stage and just saying lines poorly and whatnot. But
right.
We've got incredible talent here. Chase Grabowski is one of our folks here, and he was nationally recognized for his singing. And we've got folks coming in from outside the area just to work with us. So yeah, it's I'm proud to be part of the legacy here. Oh, just shy of 60 years they've been doing shows out here at Theater on the Bay.
Yeah, it's and I know that in most community theaters don't have the luxury of having a bunch of people that were trained elsewhere classically that come back. A lot of times they go places and then maybe they come back later, but you guys are blessed with talent that was developed there, that went and they kind of enhanced it a little bit and then came back. So that's what you're dealing with. And I think that's why you guys have such great shows. And directing notwithstanding, I mean, you've directed several shows there, Brittany Welch, John Thornberry. You got the whole company is in great hands. So I applaud you for that. And I should also say, as a disclaimer, I did cast Patrick. Every once in a while, Patrick, the film The Godfather of Green Bay comes up on this show. And because I have people from the movie on the show. And if you folks that are out there have seen The Godfather of Green Bay, Patrick is the guy in the comedy club where my character says, I make fun of someone who died in a snowstorm. The joke being that the snow doesn't all fall at once. You have time to get inside and seek shelter. And Patrick says... Want to give us the line?
My cousin died in a snowstorm.
And the set went from bad to worse. That was really fun having you in the film, too. So tell us about Clue, Patrick.
Well, it is based on the movie that is based on the board game Clue. Back in 1985, they put out a movie that starred Tim Curry and Martin Mull and Madeline Kahn and Christopher Lloyd and Eileen Brennan and just a whole cast, a really solid ensemble cast.
Yeah.
It's a murder mystery, but it is a farce. It takes what you expect from a murder mystery movie and just turns it on its side.
Yeah.
And this script, this production of for the stage has taken the script and it's changed it somewhat to, you know, make it work on a stage. So even if you're familiar with the movie, some of the things in the show might surprise you. But it is a hoot. So I was really excited to direct this. We've been talking about doing this show for a while, like back in pandemic times. We were talking about doing this show as a possibility, and it was kind of put on the back burner because a couple of local high schools, actually. Peshtigo High School did this particular version, and Marinette did the musical version, which is not related in any way. But so we had to put it off for a while, and then the opportunity arose again. And they're like, Patrick, would you like to direct it? And I'm like, yes, I would.
Oh, nice. The movie was critically acclaimed, too, and they're going to remake the movie. I don't know if you read that. That just came out recently, I think.
That's what I heard. I heard Ryan Reynolds is involved with it.
Yeah.
That's about all I know about it, though.
Right. Yeah. No, it should be good. That's so is this the kind of thing, like, do you pick your shows? Because you don't direct every show there. Do you have to like the material before you choose something? How does that work?
I like to know the material before I jump on board. The last show I directed out here was Escanaba and the Moonlight.
Oh, yeah.
And I wasn't familiar. I actually had never seen the movie before that. And they were like, well, we've got this script. We want to put on the stage here. And, you know, you're the kind of guy that we think would work well with directing it. And so I had, but the one before that was Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead, which is a comedy based on Hamlet. And that's my favorite play of all time. And I've been aching for 20 years to try to get that done. So it's kind of a mixture of both. I had put forward Clue, like I said, a couple years ago, and they were real keen on doing it then. And, you know, we had to put it off. So when the opportunity came up and they were looking for shows, they're like, well, we could get Clue and have Patrick do her Clue. And we just took it from there.
There you go. Do you have any say? Like, I mean, since there's not one director, like, is it hard to get the material you want to do produced there?
Not really. Like, I've got a list of plays that I'm interested in directing, and a list of plays that I'd be interested in performing in if the chance would arise. And in fact, we're getting together next week to discuss next season. They're putting together several of us directors and folks to kind of talk about, you know, what would we like to see done and what we would like to do and how it might work in this area.
Very nice. I know you got to get back to rehearsal or to watch the play, as it were. What do you think? I know you're a big Star Wars fan because we have a mutual friend, Dave Hendrick, and I know all about your love of Star Wars. What do you think about The Phantom Menace being re-released?
You know, it's interesting to me the way that that has all fallen out, because I remember getting my master's degree and then the very next day getting in line for Phantom Menace because
Nice.
It opened like 3 days later. So I love that back in the theaters, but it's interesting because it was so universally hated when it came out.
I know, right?
And now it's loved, and the new ones are hated. So it's kind of funny.
The passing of time. Yeah. Well, hey, get back to the show. You have a performance tomorrow night, still Saturday night and Sunday afternoon. Thanks so much for your time, Patrick. Continued success at Theater on the Bay with Clue.
All right. Thanks a lot, Pete.
You got it, buddy. All right. That was Patrick Mines, the director of Clue at Theater on the Bay in Marinette. If you're in the area, trust me, and you go see a show there, you will not be let down. There's a tremendous group of actors, and they do great stuff. So, hey, coming up in just a little bit, one of our favorite Friday friends will be joining us, as usual, with some fantastic music. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. I wanna cry, cry, cry alone. When you're feeling blue, I'm waiting just for you.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
We are back. Getting through hour number two here of Nightlight on a Friday night. Remember when we started doing the show? It was like December 4th. It was so cold. And now it's like, I feel like I'm in school and I want to do the show outside today. Like it's that beautiful, you know?
Maybe we have to do that sometime.
Why not? Let's do it. Coming up Monday on the show, folks, Roger Rappaport will be here. He's a phenomenal writer, filmmaker, investigative journalist. He wrote a book about Patty Hearst. He's going to join the show Monday night at 7:35. Very excited. I interviewed Roger and actor Richard Reilly on PBS Wisconsin years ago about a film that Roger made called Pilot Error that Richard was in. He's very, very serious guy, very hardcore intellectual investigative journalist. Very excited to talk to him about Patty Hearst, which is a fascinating story as well. And those of you who might not know, Patty Hearst is the granddaughter of William Randolph Hearst, who was the subject of the film Citizen Kane, or it was loosely based on his life, but she was kidnapped. And we're going to talk about the book that Roger wrote. And then coming up in the second hour on Monday, comedian Tracy Schrader will be here. She is a Wisconsin comedian who lives in Appleton. She will be in studio on Monday night. So a fun show Monday as well. Hope you guys can come back for that. Right now, we got a text too, right before we did the our question. I should read this again. Our question tonight is, what does not belong in a salad? Some of the things we've learned people put in salads that weren't popular with most people, but more than a few people said this is what they put in their salads. Banana, peanut butter, peppermint, popcorn, marshmallows, meatballs, beef jerky, and hot dogs. Nothing makes sense anymore, folks. Are we politically divided in this country? Yes. I understand what people put in their salads less than the political division. Peanut butter. Love to know the thinking behind that. Steve from Florida. Conrad's dad checks in. I tried. How do you pronounce that word, Conrad?
I have no idea.
I think
there's
supposed to be a B in there. I think it's Braunschweiger. I tried Braunschweiger in a salad the other day. Not good. Will you Google Braunschweiger? I think that's a sausage.
It has to be.
And that's not sausage. I could see more than a hot dog, but yeah, that wouldn't be my go-to for a salad. And I'd be curious, like, Steve, did you think it would be good, so you added it, or was it already in there?
So the Braunschweiger is a type of sausage made from ground pork livers. Oh. That sounds awful by itself.
I need a vomit bucket here in the studio. That's awful.
Dad, I don't know what you're trying down there.
Key West has changed you, man. Bridget from the 818 checks in. She says, I do not like fruit in my salad. Strange. Just the word strange. Yeah, we talked about this, Bridget, a little bit earlier. I don't mind the occasional strawberry or blueberry. My mom makes salads with like feta cheese, and the berries are okay with a vinaigrette. But typically, I would agree with that. Like a Chinese chicken salad often has those little mandarin oranges. I don't know. I guess I could live with fruit in a salad, but I could see why some people don't. I don't like fruit on pizza. We got another text here when we were talking about Wes Anderson from the 814. Jameson checking in from Pennsylvania says, check out Slacker by Richard Linklater. His first film, I believe. It's almost a one-shot film. Very cool. I did see Slacker. But I'm glad you texted that. Jameson because I kind of forgot about Slacker. And that is, like, he's very, Richard Linklater takes chances and he's not opposed to trying something, you know, unique or gimmicky. Like with Boyhood, he used the same cast and the cast aged over 12 years. So talk about an ambitious project, but you're seeing the real people grow up before your eyes, like in Boyhood. I thought Boyhood was a masterpiece, and I loved it. It did not win Best Picture that year. I want to say maybe 2014, 2015, but just loved it. Loved Dazed and Confused, and I really think Slacker was cool. The one-shot thing, that was done in the film, was it 1917, the World War I movie, where it was pretty much... It wasn't one shot quite. They did have to cut some stuff, but it was basically one shot and really cool. I love when people take chances like that and try to do something cool. As long as it doesn't take you out of the movie. And one shot, like in Slacker, doesn't. You really feel like you're kind of in that world. It's pretty cool. Great text, Jameson. So we should get to a movie review. One of the other movies available this week. Is a film called, it slips my mind out.
The Idea
of You? Hollywood Minute on it. Yeah, The Idea of You.
Yeah.
And you watched it today, Conrad.
I did.
Conrad took one for the team and watched a rom-com today, and now he's here to report on it. Let's
you know
the next Rob Thomas.
I'm a sucker for just seeing a new movie and just watching it.
Right.
And, sorry, we're getting a phone call.
We'll have to put a pin in this review. I'll say while Conrad is answering the phone, this is like it's like our apartment or something. I started Baby Reindeer last night because I had heard so much about it. It's getting a 98% on Rotten Tomatoes. I watched the first two episodes. Really weird, really intense, really awkward, but really cool.
So,
yeah, go ahead.
Wrong number, maybe? I don't know. Just
your movie review got interrupted by a wrong number when they're trying to order a pizza or something. Get with the program.
So,
all right, go ahead.
You know, I don't know. It's reviewing well. I looked at Rotten Tomatoes and it is an 82%.
Yeah.
Which I think is way too high for it. I like rom-coms. I like more comedy in it. This one just said more romance, but it had a lot of sadness in it too.
Right.
Which it's just random too. It's just like, oh, well, I thought it was supposed to be a funny movie or something, but it goes along with a mom who takes her child to Coachella and she's trying to find a bathroom. So she just goes into a trailer and the trailer is of a famous musician. That's how they meet.
Oh, come on.
And it's that's the whole movie then from there. Is he finds her. Yeah. And
who's the is not Natalie Portman, it's
Annie Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway, right.
Yeah.
I like her.
I mean I don't know. She did an okay job in
here's why I don't think it's a recommendation because you like rom coms.
Yes.
You like Anne Hathaway. But, and the movie is reviewing well, according to Rotten Tomatoes, but you still didn't really like it.
No, there's just not enough comedy in it to be a rom-com.
Okay. That sounds like a rom sadness.
Rom sad.
Like, who wants that, you know? I heard, and did you say there was a lot of sex scenes in it, too?
I counted four?
But who's counting? Well, now I'm going to watch it. All right. So here's from the 920, Paula check. Conrad's mom checking in. Beets do not belong in a salad. Oh, man, Paula, usually we are in cahoots. I've had a beet salad with blue cheese. Dynamite. And you know what? I take that back. I liked it. Part of it is just because it's so good for you. Beets are a superfood. So I'll muscle down some beets, but I understand where you're coming from, Paula. Not too late to get in on the question, what does not belong in a salad? 855-752-484. What's our number here, Conrad? 4842? Yeah.
There you go.
85575 Civic. Coming up next on Nightlight, the lovely and talented Terry Barr with breaking music news. I'm Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight. Great to have you with me. Every day sunshine.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Former President Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial heard from a former longtime aide, Hope Hicks, who helped handle the infamous Access Hollywood tape in the 2016 campaign. Legal journalist Christian Farias.
One key Trump defense is that this was all a personal matter. He was trying to keep this information from reaching the airwaves, from reaching the press, because he is a family man. He doesn't want to be embarrassed. He doesn't want his reputation to be tarred.
Hicks also testified that Mr. Trump told her that it'd be bad if the tape came out before the election. U.S. and other mediators at the Gaza ceasefire talks in Cairo say they see signs of progress, though the sides still disagree on whether or not to end the war. Many low-lying parts of Houston bracing for catastrophic flooding later tonight because of torrential rain. Closing arguments have wrapped in the Department of Justice's anti-monopoly case against Google. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A conservative legal group is suing for easier access to information about Wisconsin voters. Copies of the voter registration list are legally available from the Wisconsin Elections Commission, but fees can run higher than $12,000. The Public Interest Legal Foundation says other states offer their voter lists for much less. Retired workers suffer when Social Security is underfunded and understaffed. That's the message this week from Wisconsin labor groups. Alex Brower leads the Wisconsin Alliance for Retired Americans.
We wouldn't have any of the systems in our economy without working people. And so when those working people retire, we are demanding that that retirement be dignified.
Brower says middle-income earners should not have to go into poverty when they retire. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. In Sex and the City spinoff news, Rosie O'Donnell will join the cast of And Just Like That for Season 3. The New York Post reports that O'Donnell will play a new character named Mary in at least one episode. Actress Karen Pittman and Sarah Ramirez were written off the show following Season 2. New episodes for Season 3 will be available to stream in 2025. The New York Post reports that people are calling out an offensive joke in The Fall Guy. During the film, one of the characters walks into a messy trailer and says, "Looks like Johnny and Amber were here," referring to Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Hard to believe, but people on social media work themselves into a lather over a single joke about two people they've never met who aired all their dirty laundry, which included toxic verbal and physical abuse during a public trial. But make fun of a crazy couple's tidiness, you'll get posterized. I didn't find the joke offensive, but if that's the scene that sticks out in the movie, I am in less of a hurry to see The Fall Guy, which opens May 3rd. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight with some showers around and a low in the upper 40s. Some rain tomorrow morning, then mostly cloudy for the afternoon and a high near 60. Sunshine in near 70 on Sunday. On Monday, clouds return. The wind starts to pick up and a chance of storms in the late afternoon and evening. Highs low 70s. It's 63 right now.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce in Richland County. UW System made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
It's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning, Mary Mazzio, whose documentary Bad River focuses on the effort to remove a petroleum pipeline endangering waters up north.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6.
did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
You got Nightlight, folks. We got a half hour to go before we call it a weekend. And it is so fun to have you guys here on Friday. We've had some great times here so far. Rob Thomas was here. Patrick Mines. We talked a little small town theater. The Fall Guy. Sasquatch Sunset. Conrad gave a movie review. It's been a beautiful evening. And we are turning things up a notch, too, because, oh, before we bring Terry on, if you want to get in on the question, we've had some pretty fun answers. What does not belong in a salad? That's the question. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. So there you go. All right. One of our Friday faves, as all of you who listen to Nightlight know, is Terry Barr. She is one of the hosts of Max Inc. here at Civic Media and just does some amazing feature work. You hear her stuff all throughout the week, all throughout the day. She does fantastic work, and we love having her here on Friday, and she joins us now. Hey, Terry.
Hey, Pete, how are you? And wait, you don't like The Fall Guy. Is that what I'm understanding?
Well, I haven't seen it. Rob Thomas did not give it a glowing review.
Ooh,
but
okay.
It's reviewing well for the most part, but I think reviewers are getting kind of soft these days, to be honest.
Oh, we need more hot sauce out there where they're just kind of like, here's what it really looks like.
And then you can do a feature on where the hot sauce is from Baraboo from the factory. Where, you know, you could do one of your, that's the kind of sauce we can throw on it. But you know what I mean, Terry? Like, when we were younger, you know, not every film got good reviews. I can't tell if reviewers don't want to lose their press credentials or don't want to have a studio ticked off at them. But it seems like they've gone soft and they mm-hmm. it's like, it's okay. Studios are spending millions of dollars on movies. If they can't get it right, let them know that so they can get it right next time. But don't just fluff it out there. That's my opinion.
Yeah, well, and it's not cheap to take a family to the movies.
No.
So if you want to go and you think, ooh, this is going to be awesome, and then you get there and you're like, oh, no, I just spent a lot of money, and this is a bummer.
Absolutely. Well said. Yep. So, all right, so you, first of all, thank you. We had Eric Chellin on the other night. He was so good.
Yeah.
Love talking to him. Love the Mascot Music Theory. He has gotten, he's been on your show. He's been on our show. You're at his concert tonight.
Yep.
I think two words, house band for Civic Media. Let's,
I like it.
Put them on the payroll.
And they are so great, too. I don't know if you guys even had a chance to talk about so many of the musicians that give back to their communities or the greater world in many ways. And Eric and the Mascot Theory, they have every November a festival called Flannel Festival, and all the money raised goes to help people keep the power, keep the heat in the summer, keep the air on.
Love it.
And I just think things like that are amazing, and that's kind of why I picked this young man I want to tell you about tonight, who's going to be a guest on our show tomorrow night.
Fire away. We're ready.
Okay. This guy's name is Craig Bauman. Now, I got to meet Craig as a part of the People Brothers Band. And this band is incredible. They own their own venue out in the Driftless area. It's an old farm. And they, for the first time in like 20 years, actually have a stage built. Otherwise, they were just kind of going with it. Every year, whoever would show up, great. Yeah. But it's gotten bigger and bigger. So now they felt like they had to do that. Well, Craig, by day, owns a music store in Waukesha, gives lessons. And then he has his own band as well, Craig Bauman and The Story. So when they recently put out some new music, I wanted to talk to Craig about that. But then we ended up talking about this festival that he himself basically puts together every year. 15 years now. It's going to be 15 years this May. And it's called Jam for Jamaica. And what happened was, he went on a mission trip years ago to Jamaica, and they helped rebuild houses. And by that, what he told me was, $2,000, there can go a long way, but most people don't have that. But if we brought in $2,000, we could put up a roof, put up some siding and windows, and help them have a nice place to call their home.
Very nice.
But he said, yeah, many people are not, basically they're undereducated and they're underserved once you get off of the beaches of Jamaica. So he was working in the inner parts of Jamaica. But that hit him so hard that when he got a few years older and was able to do this, he decided to make this a big part of what he does as a musician. So this Jam for Jamaica Festival is coming up on May 16th. It's a Thursday, and it runs through early Sunday morning, and then everybody cleans up on that Sunday day and heads home. But it's happening in Marshall, Wisconsin, which is just east of Sun Prairie. So it's in Dane County. Like I said, 15 years of doing this.
That's incredible.
And isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And his band, of course, plays, but then he invites all the friends, all the other great bands from around Wisconsin to come and play this festival. And any money, every single penny goes back to this whole idea of trying to help rebuild the inner section of Jamaica. What a great guy.
That's unbelievable. And I'll tell you, I always thought like musicians or singers or whatever do enough just by bestowing their talents on us and making our lives more enriched.
I agree.
But going
absolutely
that much farther, that's incredible. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good for him.
Yeah. And he doesn't just help, you know, like I remember one time I was talking about, you know, this Jam for Jamaica, and somebody said, well, you know, that we have enough of our own problems here. Why can't they help here? And I said, well, that's the bigger thing. He does. But
yeah,
this is where he has put his name and his money behind. But he plays lots of other benefits. And, you know, that's the thing people don't often recognize or hear about, that all these musicians playing a benefit often do it for free. They don't get paid. They do it on their own time and their own dime. But, you know, with a good outcome, that's what I think is hoped for from everybody.
Why do people criticize what charity or where you're doing something nice for humanity and people find a problem
exactly
with that? Get a life.
I know. And you know, he laughs about it because, yeah, he's heard it, but then he can list off all the places,
right,
all the benefit. Yeah.
He's
but,
got a
you know,
comeback.
This really is his main one. And for anybody that wants more information, if you want to attend the festival, it's camping fun. You can go for a day. You can go all 4 days. Or if you just want to, you know, support it, it's simple. The website is jamfor.org. So jamforjam.org.
Jamforjam.org. Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. And you got him on your show tomorrow night.
We're going to have him on. He's going to tell us all kinds of new things surrounding what's happening at the festival this year. Again, that's coming up on, it kicks off on May 16th, which is a Thursday.
Okay.
But he's got some great music out as well. And I think he hopes that by hearing the music, maybe you'll be moved to get involved or to attend the festival.
Yeah.
Do you want to play a song?
I do. Let's play. You sent us one of the songs we both really liked was Across the Border. This is Craig Bowman and The Story, and you can hear them tomorrow night on Max Inc.
Corner
Love it. That's great. Something about whenever I hear the city Joliet, Illinois in a song, I know I'm going to love it. Isn't that weird?
Oh, that's great. And of course, as he was singing and talking about people on the radio, I'm thinking, oh, he could insert your name somewhere yes, in there could. And then you would have a little jingle for your show.
There we go. I got to have this guy on at some point. That's great. I love that bluesy kind of hard driving bluesy sound. That's fantastic. Excellent. Well, you got a great show tomorrow night. It's going to be another great one, Terry. Thank you.
Pete, thanks so much. And I'm glad that we can share these stories of the other sides of the musicians too, they're not just out there playing a show and hopefully making some money. They're giving back and they run small businesses
It's great.
There's a lot to all of these people.
Yeah, everyone you've brought on our show, we've really liked, and it's just excellent. Please keep them coming, and hopefully we'll see you back here next Friday night. But if Craig Bowman travels, we'd love to have him here in Green Bay and perform in the studio and whatever we can do.
I will talk to him for you tomorrow night and put a bug in his ear. I bet he'd love it.
All right, thank you. And be careful at that Mascot Theory show. That sounds like it could get crazy.
Have a great weekend, you guys.
You too.
Happy
Thanks,
weekend
Terry.
To all.
You as well. Have fun. That's another good one.
That was a great song.
Great song.
Yeah.
And you played both songs. I liked them both, but I can't even believe that one just crushes.
It was hard to choose one because the other one was great too, but
it was awesome. Okay, we're going to wrap things up when we come back, but we've got some I want to talk about Wes Anderson. Maybe we'll close the week with some Wes. And we'll read your text, too. What does not belong in a salad? You got a few minutes to get in on the fun. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. What does not belong in a salad? This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yeah. You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on Lake Air 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
We Energies said the raccoon came into contact with some equipment in a substation. I just have this vision of this raccoon being egged on by his buddy raccoon going, touch them both. See what happens. Do that. Then touch that one.
They're not cute. They're not cuddly. They are disease-ridden, opposable thumb-having little trash pandas.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
We have Terry on just about every Friday night. Terry Barr, she's one of the hosts of Max Inc. with Jimmy and Rocker. Check out their show tomorrow night at Civic Media. It's a six-hour music show. It's just a festival of music on the radio. And they do Live in the Lair tomorrow night. You just heard a song by Craig Bowman in the story. They'll be the guest tomorrow night. But having Terry on every Friday made me also think of another colleague of ours, Mike Clemens, who lost his mother recently. Our best to you, Mike. And I got an email from Mike this week who said, you know, he's not ready to come back on the air yet. And that's totally fine. But just a great guy. And I meant to do this earlier in the week. We've been thinking about you, Mike. Hope you're doing well. And you have absolutely our deepest sympathy. So we will look forward whenever you're ready to having you back on the show. But anyway. Once again, we'll be doing a remote Tuesday night in Madison at the Minocqua Brewing Company. They have a new tap room at East Washington, 2927. If you're in the Madison area, Tuesday night from 7 to 9, stop by. Have a libation. Hear some singing. There'll be some poetry. John and Gordy will be there from the WMDX morning show here at Civic Media. That will be fun. It's going to be a really fun night, Tuesday night in Madison. So stop on by for some nightlight remote, and it'll be fun. So, I don't know. The salad thing, I think we're done with that. We're going to put that to bed. Let's talk Wes Anderson before we get out of here. One of my favorite movies is Bottle Rocket, but it's my favorite Wes Anderson movie, but Rushmore, which came out right after Bottle Rocket, that was like his first big film that he did with an actual budget, even though I think the budget was only like $11 million, which by Hollywood standards is not a lot. But it was Bill Murray and Jason Schwartzman, Olivia Williams, a really fun cast, and we have a clip. I want to play this because this is Bill Murray giving the graduation speech at Rushmore Academy, which is typically packed with rich kids. Bill Murray's kids go there too, and he hates his own kids. They're these two redheaded twins. And at one point in the car, the kid just mouths off to Bill Murray, and Bill Murray starts wailing on him while he's driving. Hilarious. But in this particular scene, he's addressing all of the kids at Rushmore Academy, and it's a great speech.
You guys have it real easy. I never had it like this where I grew up. But I send my kids here because the fact is, you go to one of the best schools in the country, Rushmore. Now, for some of you, it doesn't matter. You were born rich, and you're going to stay rich. But here's my advice to the rest of you. Take dead aim on the rich boys. Get them in the crosshairs and take them down. Just remember, they can buy anything, but they can't buy backbone. Don't let them forget that. Thank you.
Graduation, Herman. Perhaps you could give us an encore. Nicholas Copernicus.
Oh, give a I paid for the whole damn natatorium. The least these little pricks can do is hear me out.
Hello, Dr. Guggenheim.
Hello, Max.
Hello, I'm Max Fisher.
I just wanted to say that I strongly agree with your views concerning Rushmore. Your speech was excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Oh, Mr. Bloom, this is my chapel partner, Dirk Calloway.
Nice to meet you, Dirk.
Well, thanks. You know, I really think you're right about Rushmore. Come on, Dirk.
What's his name again?
Max Fisher.
Sharp little guy.
He's one of the worst students we've got.
It's such a great scene. I love the connection. Bill Murray and Max form a connection because Bill Murray was not a rich kid either, but he went to Rushmore, did very well, and as you heard in the clip, paid for the whole chapel or auditorium or whatever. So Max is the one doing the standing ovation at the end, just him. But let's keep that clip, Conrad, with get them in your crosshairs. I love that. And so they form this bond. Let's play the other clip. This is just some highlights of their relationship. And in the first scene, it's Bill Murray and Jason Schwartzman sitting at dinner. Luke Wilson plays the boyfriend, and he's wearing scrubs. And he's dating the teacher that Max has a crush on. So let's hear that.
So you were in Vietnam, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah.
Were you in the...
Yeah, I was in...
I like your nurse's uniform, guy.
These are OR scrubs.
Oh, are they? Well, they're totally inappropriate for the occasion.
Well, I didn't know we were going to dinner.
That's because you weren't invited.
Take it easy, Max.
You were the one that ordered him a whiskey and soda.
And how long will you be staying with us, Mr. Bloom?
Indefinitely. I'm being sued for divorce.
Very good.
Hey, amigo.
So who gave you the shiner?
Either Ronnie or Donnie. Can't tell the difference anymore.
Well, whichever one it was really clocked you.
Kids don't like it when their parents get divorced.
I don't blame them.
Neither do I. Adios, muchacho.
Hey, are you okay?
I'm a little bit lonely these days.
I swam on the devil's. That's the perfect attendance award and the punctuality award. I got those at Rushmore. I thought you could choose which one you liked more, and you could wear that one and I could wear the other.
I'll take punctuality.
Just a great, a really fun movie. Wes Anderson always has phenomenal music in his films and quirky characters. And their relationship, Bill Murray and Jason Schwartzman's relationship in that movie, it's just fun to watch. And the way it evolves, they become adversaries at one point, and then they patch things up. Really fun stuff. Hey, this was really fun. I'm so glad you guys were with me tonight. It's a great way to go to the weekend. Just talking about some fun movies with some great guests. And thank you for your texts. I want to thank Rob Thomas, Patrick Mines, as always, Terry Barr. And it's so much fun when you guys interact with our salad talk. Conrad's movie review was rudely interrupted. But we will be back Monday. We're going to be talking about the disappearance of Patty Hearst in a new book. And the author will be here, Roger Rappaport, and comedian Tracy Schrader. More fun stuff Monday night. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'm Pete Schwabe. On behalf of Conrad, have a great weekend, and we'll see you Monday. Good night, Wisconsin.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Devil's Advocates radio show each and every day. We do a show about nothing, but we make it interesting and, you know, we touch on the headlines. Tune in.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I went to go see The Queen of My Dreams, which is a beautiful film about a mother-daughter relationship. So funny, so beautiful, so heartfelt. Would highly recommend it.
And that concludes our Monday morning segment of Here's How Pat Kreitlow is an Uncultured Slob. You are cultured, man. You are a big old cup of yogurt over there. I mean, we're talking some fruit on the bottom over there.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.